Lubna Nasser, a Christmas Lutheran Church member. Today's devotion is based on Psalm 90. This psalm is talking about an encounter between God's divine nature and human weakness. Our time on earth is limited. We must use it wisely so that we do not live for the present moment, but rather our eternal home must be with God. God is our refuge. He is always with us, and He does not leave us. He protects us. This psalm is considered one of the oldest psalms since the beginning. As the days advance us, we show our weakness and helplessness, but at the same time, God's faithfulness to us appears. Before Moses began his prayer, he first acknowledged God's power and God's ability to protect His people. You turn man back to the dust and say, "Go back, O children of Adam." We notice that Moses humbled himself before God and acknowledged the weakness of humankind. Moses takes us in thought, but in the end, God is our refuge and glory in the name of the Lord. We have only one refuge, which is Christ, who died on the cross for us. Have we shielded ourselves from God as a refuge? This psalm reminds us that 1,000 years with the Lord is like one day, for God is not limited by time. It is easy to get frustrated when the years go by without the world getting better. Since we can't see what lies ahead, we may sometimes ask if God sees the future. We are mistaken in assuming that God is as limited as we are, because God is not limited by time. Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and forever, the beginning and the end. God knows the past, the present, and the future. God knows what is inside us, so there is no need to cover the sins in our hearts, because everything is exposed before Him. We should pray and ask forgiveness from Him, for He is a loving and forgiving God who forgives our sins. If we confess our sins, then the Lord is faithful and just to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God is a refuge and protection for us in the time of our fears and at all times. So we see God always with us, guiding us and strengthening us and giving us the ability to overcome the dangers and fears of life, which gives us strong confidence in God. So we replace all our fears with faith in Him, whatever these fears. It is easy to forget that life is actually short. Being aware of life's shortness helps us use the short time before us more wisely and helps us focus on using our lives for the eternal good of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come back, Lord. How long? These words are filled with longing and nostalgia for the face of God. Let us rejoice and be rejoiced. We rejoice the rest of the days and pray with full confidence and praise God with spiritual songs in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.